From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's campaign to revamp health care has overcome a major hurdle in Congress. Today, the president praised Senate Democrats for locking in the 60 votes they needed to advance the bill after the lone holdout, Ben Nelson of Nebraska, signed on. This comes after a series of revisions to the legislation that includes more funding restrictions on abortion. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada says reaching consensus was an enormous undertaking.
From the very beginning, we knew the end result had to be a bill that saved lives, saved money, and saved Medicare. We did that.
But Republicans, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, have vowed to keep fighting the bill's passage.
We know there's disparate treatment of Medicaid in there. We know that they've plussed it up in Nebraska and Vermont, two interesting places to pluss up, and that taxpayers everywhere else will be paying for that.
The Democratic leadership hopes to have the bill passed by Christmas. After a final push of 31 straight hours of negotiations, the Copenhagen Climate Summit has concluded with what's being called an accord. Terry Schultz reports.
The conference of the parties decides to take note of the Copenhagen Accord.
Takes note. That's the strongest action that could gain support from all 193 countries on a text drafted and adopted by President Barack Obama and the leaders of Brazil, China, India, and South Africa. Many nations remained unsatisfied with the document's basic commitments, which include keeping the world's temperature from rising by more than 2 degrees Celsius, setting up a $100 billion fund to help poorer countries cope with climate change, and verifying emission cuts. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the deal as a good foundation.
It will take more than this to tackle climate change, but it is a step in the right direction.
Ban says the commitments must be turned into a binding international treaty. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
A huge blizzard could dump up to 2 feet of snow on parts of the Northeast and cause headaches for retailers. Danielle Carson has details.
The timing couldn't be worse for retailers. Thousands of people who were planning on hitting the shopping malls will be shoveling their driveways instead. But retailers could recoup some of that lost revenue and give late shoppers some wiggle room.
We've got a few more days between now and Christmas, so we will have good shopping weather for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So I think there may be less of a negative impact than might have happened.
Paul Walsh is an economic meteorologist with Atmospheric and Environmental Research. He says not all retailers are grumbling about the weather.
Amazon should be loving this because everyone that's not going to the mall today can actually go online and buy what they need and get that gift in time for Christmas.
The National Retail Federation says most people have done less than half their holiday shopping by the second week in December. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
This is NPR News. The World Health Organization says it's concerned about an increase in cases of acute respiratory infections in Afghanistan and the spread of the H1N1 flu pandemic. It warns the illnesses are putting a huge strain on the country's healthcare system, which has been weakened by the war. Lisa Schlein has more on this from Geneva.
WHO reports nearly 1,000 cases of H1N1 have been confirmed in 18 of 34 provinces in Afghanistan. WHO official Peter Groff says this is just the tip of the iceberg. He says places such as Herat, Kabul, and Bagram Air Base are heavily affected.
The first cases seen in country were in the military, both international and Afghan army. So we have, a large number of relatively young men who fell ill. And from that, we think it spread into the community.
Groff says most cases of H1N1 have been among healthy young men. They had mild symptoms and recovered. But he notes cases now have spread to high-risk groups such as pregnant women, some of whom have died. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai has a list of nominees for a new cabinet, which is running into criticism from many lawmakers. But the response from the UN mission in Afghanistan has been cautiously optimistic. The main rebel group in the Niger Delta claims it has attacked an oil pipeline with machine guns and rocket launchers as a warning to the oil company Chevron and Shell. But the Nigerian military did not immediately verify the attack, which, if confirmed, would be a violation of a ceasefire between militants and the government. This is NPR.